Welcome back to another episode of Cuff with Kalipa. This one's all about kids and training, kids and fitness. It's going to be a little bit of a longer episode. Most of the time, these episodes are, 2 to 5 minutes. This one might go a little bit longer. I gave it a practice run a minute ago. I was like, oh boy, I might as well set the precedent on this next one to let people know that I might go a little long, maybe 10 minutes. So I want to start off by saying that I think it's really important. My children are 12 and 9. They're about to be. And I don't have it all figured out. I don't know if anybody does. But what I do know is that movement is medicine, and it's really important for our children to have a positive relationship with movement. I don't want them just to be moving or fit for today, tomorrow, a week, a month. I want them to be fit for as long as humanly possible, to live freely, to live fully, to be able to go accomplish whatever they want to do with their grandkids one day. And if that's the mindset, if that's the approach, then I need to look at it as a small step towards a distant horizon for them. So if we're not making massive strides in a week or a month, that's okay. I just want to make small steps towards consistency to get them looking at fitness and movement as a part of their daily life and not as a punishment. That's a key concept for me. What's really important is to meet each child where they're at. You know, for anybody with kids out there listening, children can be different. Some of them might be more inclined to play group sports. Some of them might be more individually. Maybe some of them want to do more movement. Some of them maybe have a hard time getting them to move at all. And so learning where they're at, I think, is really important. And both of my children came from a different background. The way I started with the kids was just having them around the gym. And I understand that I have a benefit of owning gyms, et cetera. But I do think for anybody who's just trying to get their child moving to start with, the kind of criteria that I think about is that I prioritize movement over workouts, I prioritize group training over individual, and I prioritize a well-rounded athlete. So let's kind of break those down for a second. I think it's important to recognize I prioritize movement over workouts. One of the first ways, I think a lot of us got into CrossFit, got into jiu-jitsu, got into group sports as a kid, and we fell in love with it. And just because we're passionate about it and see the value in it doesn't mean that our spouses will, and doesn't mean that our children will. So I think what's important is it started off with me creating a conversation with the kids that movement is medicine. We need to sweat once a day, and that's a prerequisite. I don't care what you do. You can go for a walk. You can go run. You could jump on the trampoline. You could play group sports. Whatever you do, doesn't matter. As long as you're sweating and moving, getting your heart rate elevated once a day. Let's start there. And let's do that for at least 10 to 15 minutes. That was kind of like the framework. And once we developed this kind of idea that it was up to them to choose what they want to do for movement, I found like at a younger age, it made it feel like it was their choice. So it put a more positive reflection on movement in general. So that's just the way we started it. I found it to be really helpful. Now, over the years, my children have played different sports, right? My son plays football, baseball. He does, grappling with me. My daughter plays volleyball, et cetera. And I think what's important is to prioritize group sports over individual. And not that individual sports are bad. I grew up actually racing BMX bikes, which was a very individual sport. I think there's a lot that I learned from that on how to be on a gate with 8 other athletes and having to, have all of it up to me. I think that's really important to play individual sports. What I'm talking about is the benefits from group sports in terms of at school, making friends, learning how to win and lose as a team, learning how to connect with other people. I think those attributes of sports for the youth are so incredibly important that I'd highly recommend us prioritizing that. Then obviously you also want to prioritize individual sports if that's what your son, daughter, et cetera, is interested in, of course. What I'm saying is I'm prioritizing those sports above just training the garage by themselves. If or when the time comes that they're out of season, or perhaps they can't get in for sports, et cetera, they can't connect with like-minded friends that are also interested in working out, I think obviously going into the garage, getting your workout is a great option. Every morning, my daughter and I are in the garage at 6:15 because right now she's outside of season for sports. Yes, she has PE at school, but she likes to get in something in the morning, and that's our time to do something. Would I prefer for her to be in a group environment? Absolutely. But if I can't do that, I'm going to do it in the garage. I'm going to train with her. We're going to get after it. When we train, we focus on keeping it digestible. I think that's really important, is 10 to 15 minutes. If I try and go longer, sometimes on our self-defense sessions, we go longer, like 2 hours, an hour. That's fine because it's on the weekend. But during the week, to maintain consistency, I've found that 10 to 15 minute mark is really valuable for us to get in some movement. Like I said, movement over workouts, jumpstart the day, and utilizing large load, long distance quickly. So I do movements like thrusters, deadlifts, squats, running, biking, etc. Movements that are multi-joint and compound, which we've talked about on other Kafa Kalipas, because they provide a big impact. So I look at it as a 10-minute clock. I design workouts that have nice push-pull or work well together. I utilize movements that move a large load a long distance quickly, and I get in her workout early in the morning. Now, for my son, it's a little bit different. Maybe we'll prioritize that later in the day. But meeting each child where they're at, I think, is really important. One way that we started some of these workouts was just going in the garage, getting on a piece of cardio, and watching TV for 10 minutes. It was a nice way to introduce the kids to fitness, and then it slowly turned into more and more and more. So that's a recommendation for any of you guys listening. I also want to prioritize a well-rounded athlete. I think that's a really important key. If the children start to get, you know, prioritizing whatever sport, name the sport, baseball. Okay, well, what do we do in baseball? Well, we run from, you know, home plate to first base. It's a sprint. We have a tremendous amount of focus on eye-hand coordination. We are utilizing our body in a rotational way, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what are you not getting? Maybe longer slow distance training, vertical jumping, maybe external loading. We're not getting those supplemental things in that sport. And you can say the same thing, name any sport, right? There's always going to be an area where maybe they don't spend as much time. And so the key for me when I'm looking at fitness and workouts with my children as they get older is to make them into a well-rounded athlete and trying to identify what are they missing in their sports or what are they missing in the gym that they can get from sports or vice versa. So if your children are really interested in the gym, but maybe they're not interested in group sports, that's okay. I mean, I think that we want to make them into the most well-rounded athletic child as we can, starting from a young age. So I've started to introduce our children in a very manageable way to external loading. And I know that there's some stigmas out there about adding load. I think if you do it the right way with appropriate technique at appropriate loads, I'm talking not 1 RMs, not even 3 RMs. I'm talking, you know, 10 reps, 7 reps, loads that are pretty moderate compared to the individual. And it's a great place to start with athletes, especially body weight. Make sure they have the mechanics to do with their body weight, then make sure they can consistently do it. And then we can start adding in some loading. One of the things I've found over the years working with the children is that they might look good for 2 or 3 reps, then all of a sudden on rep 4, just look totally like shit. And I think it's just a connecting the brain with the body thing. And so it's something I've had to be aware of when I'm training the kids to never go as heavy as I think they could go, because you never know when they're going to lose mental focus and mess up their positions. So I want to make sure the loading that we incorporate is very, very, very moderate. But at least it stimulates muscle growth. It stimulates the awareness of having external object and learning how to move it through space. And I think those are major wins you can get with your children in the garage or in the gym that then will translate really well into things like sports. I was working with some kids the other day trying to teach them how to deadlift. And even with a PVC pipe, just trying to work through positions is very valuable. Learning what it means to get a neutral spine. So those are all things that we could do as parents to introduce our children to fitness more. Looking at it as, how do I develop a well-rounded athlete? What role does the sports play that they're doing? And where can I fill in those gaps? That's the way I look at it. So for me, I try and meet the children where they're at. I really try and prioritize movement over workouts. Let's just get in something today. Let's go for a walk. Let's do something just to keep active. I look at it as this long trajectory. Same thing with nutrition, right? We don't need to make major changes overnight. We just need to teach effectively what are, you know, where the way we want to eat. And then slowly over time, make it they have a positive relationship with food and with fitness instead of it ever turning into anything but that. Because long term, that could be detrimental. That's really important to me and our family. We prioritize movement over workouts, prioritize group training and individual sports over just being in the garage by themselves. I think there's so many more life lessons you get in both ways. I think for children who are working out, they learn how to overcome microdoses of adversity, which is really valuable. And we could do that with just body weight with our kids. But in groups training, they learn how to work with others, which I think is just as valuable, if not more valuable. And then finally, you know, we try and prioritize being a well-rounded athlete and looking at the sports and seeing where there's some gaps. Maybe your, you know, child likes to run a lot. Okay, well, then maybe we start identifying that maybe their IT bands might get a little bit tight over time. How do we prioritize some mobility or some strength training work so that they don't get injured in the future? And ultimately, just keeping it fun for the kids has been really valuable for me. If they're not feeling it, I don't push it too hard. We add in just fun stuff. We just try and make it just a part of our daily routine. And I'd highly recommend for you to be doing the same exact thing. If you have any questions on the subject, you know, leave it in the comment. Well, this probably won't go on Instagram. This is a long format podcast. But, you know, hit us up on social media. You know, DM me on Instagram, Jason Kalipa. And we could talk more about this. This is a subject I'm really passionate about because I want to see more kids get off the couch. I think a great place to start is by walking with your parents. And I think just by leading by example is really important and meeting them where they're at and recognizing that above all else, we want them to have a positive relationship. And so if they're not getting after it too much right now, that's okay. Even something is better than nothing. Even if it's twice a week or once a week or even just on the weekends, that's a great place to start. And then slowly over time, we start incorporating more and more and more. And I've watched that firsthand, that if I push too hard, they'll push away. If you just let it be and just try and meet them where they're at, man, you'd be shocked a year from now what will be happening. Keep crushing it. Go back, check out the other shorter form Kafa Kalipas that are sometimes business, sometimes family, sometimes fitness. This is a little bit of definitely some fitness talk right now. Keep crushing it. Looking forward to seeing you again another week for Coffee with Kalipa. Let's get it.